Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Narches Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Unoffendable, How Just One Change Can Make All of Life Better is a Christian nonfiction book by Brant Hansen that argues for a radical rethinking of anger, offense, and personal rights, drawing on scripture, everyday examples, and his own humorous, self-aware storytelling. Hansen contends that believers do not need to treat offense as a default reaction or anger as a virtue. Instead, he frames unoffendability as a practical spiritual discipline choosing humility, forgiveness, gratitude, and love over resentment. The book is not a call to ignore wrongdoing or accept abuse. Rather, it separates moral action from emotional outrage and asks readers to consider whether anger actually helps anyone. Written in a conversational, accessible style, it is aimed especially at Christians who want a more peaceful, less reactive way to live in a culture shaped by outrage. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, giving up the right to be offended as a spiritual practice. The book's central claim is that offense is often something people choose, not something they are forced to carry. Hansen challenges the assumption that feeling offended proves moral seriousness, especially within Christian culture where anger can be mislabeled as conviction. His argument is that believers can relinquish the perceived right to remain angry when others disappoint, insult, or mistreat them. This does not mean pretending harm is harmless. It means refusing to let personal injury become a permanent identity or emotional posture. By treating unoffendability as a discipline, Hansen shifts the focus from defending ego to practicing grace. That reframing is important because it turns a reactive habit into a conscious spiritual decision. The book repeatedly asks readers to examine whether their anger is protecting holiness or simply protecting pride. In that sense, the idea of giving up the right to be offended becomes the foundation for the rest of the book's ethical and relational arguments. Secondly, separating moral action from anger and righteous indignation. A major part of Hansen's reasoning is his distinction between acting against injustice and feeling angry about it. He questions the common belief that anger is necessary to do what is right, especially in Christian settings where righteous anger is sometimes treated as a virtue. The book argues that people can respond to evil, injustice, or falsehood without nurturing resentment. This distinction matters because anger can easily distort judgment, harden attitudes, and justify self-righteousness. Hansen does not present passivity as the answer. Instead, he insists that constructive action is more effective when it is not fueled by outrage. That claim gives the book its practical force, because it pushes readers to ask whether their emotional intensity is producing good fruit or merely making them feel morally superior. The result is a more disciplined model of engagement: protect the vulnerable, confront what is wrong, and still refuse to make anger the engine of your response. This is one of the book's most distinctive and provocative themes. Thirdly, replacing cultural outrage with humility, gratitude, and perspective. And Unoffendable also functions as a critique of modern outrage culture, where constant reaction to perceived slights can dominate personal and public life. Hansen suggests that many conflicts are intensified by unrealistic expectations about how others should behave. One practical solution he offers is to adjust expectations to fit human nature, recognizing that people are flawed, inconsistent, and often self-protective. That realism is paired with humility. If others are imperfect, so is the reader. Gratitude becomes an antidote to irritation because it reorients attention away from grievances and toward what has already been received. Hansen's perspective is effective because it does not merely tell readers to calm down. It offers a moral and spiritual framework for why perpetual outrage is exhausting and unproductive. Instead of treating offense as evidence of strength, he treats humility as strength. This is what makes the book more than a simple anger management guide. It is a re-education of perception, encouraging readers to see frustration through the lens of mercy rather than entitlement. Fourthly, forgiveness practice in ordinary relationships. The book becomes especially concrete when Hansen applies his ideas to ordinary interpersonal friction, not just major injustices. He presents daily annoyances, awkward conversations, and interpersonal misunderstandings as opportunities for forgiveness practice. That phrase captures a key insight: unoffendability is not a single heroic act, but a repeated habit formed in small moments. In families, friendships, workplaces, and church communities, people constantly encounter reasons to take offense. Hansen's point is that these ordinary moments reveal the state of the heart just as much as dramatic conflicts do. If a person cannot relinquish irritation over small wounds, the larger claim of spiritual maturity becomes questionable. This approach gives the book practical value because it locates transformation where readers actually live. The emphasis on everyday practice also prevents the concept from becoming abstract or performative. Or, forgiveness is not treated as a one-time emotional breakthrough, but as a steady discipline of releasing claims, softening reactions, and choosing peace over scorekeeping. Lastly, humor, self-exposure, and accessible theology. Hansen's style is a major part of the book's effectiveness. Rather than writing as a detached theologian, he uses humor, self-deprecation, and personal stories to make a difficult moral argument approachable. This matters because a book about offense could easily become preachy or abstract, but Hansen lowers defensiveness by admitting his own failures and absurd reactions. His conversational tone helps readers consider hard ideas without feeling cornered. The updated edition, with two new chapters, reinforces the book's continued relevance in a climate of heightened social tension and constant reaction. At the same time, the theology is intentionally accessible rather than technical. The book does not try to build a dense doctrinal system. Instead, it aims to persuade readers through lived examples, biblical instincts, and relational logic. That combination of humility and clarity gives the book a distinct place among Christian living titles. It is both light in tone and serious in purpose, which makes its message easier to receive even when its demands are challenging. In conclusion, Unoffendable is best suited for Christian readers, church leaders, counselors, and anyone who wants a serious but readable challenge to habitual anger and reactive thinking. It is especially useful for people who are trying to improve relationships, reduce conflict, or rethink the assumption that moral seriousness requires constant outrage. The book offers practical value because it does not merely tell readers to forgive. It shows how offense, expectation, humility, and gratitude connect to daily conduct. Its real strength is that it addresses a familiar problem from an unusual angle, instead of asking how to get better at managing anger. It asks whether anger should be granted the status it often receives at all. That makes it stand out from many Christian self-help books, which tend to focus on emotional control or conflict resolution without challenging the deeper cultural habit of defensiveness. Hansen's humorous style, personal vulnerability, and accessible theological framing also make the message easier to absorb than more academic treatments. For readers willing to be challenged, it offers both a sharper moral lens and a more peaceful way to live. If you would like to support Brant Hansen, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.